And so here we are, the fourth Sunday of Advent, the last Sunday in Advent. We've had 3 weeks of repentance and preparation, 3 weeks of getting ready not for the baby Jesus, but for the coming of Christ at the end of days in judgment and righteousness and mercy. Advent is a season of power and of justice. And then the fourth Sunday arrives, a Sunday reserved every year for Mary's part in the story. This year, it's Mary and Elizabeth, two miraculously pregnant women, one too old and one too virginal to be bearing the sons they are bearing. And more often than not, on this final Sunday in Advent, the tone changes. We move from power to intimacy, from the mighty Savior to the precious infant. And it's an important move to make sometimes. It's important to recognize that God worked through these soon-to-be mothers, just as God worked through the generations of mothers throughout the history of our salvation. Sarah and Rachel and Rebecca, Jochebed, Moses' biological mother, as well as his unnamed adoptive mother, Hannah, Naomi, Ruth. It's important to recognize God's working through these women, the presence of God in the most intimate and most feminine of spheres. But it's also important to recognize God's subversive choice in making Mary and Elizabeth prophets of God's kingdom, because that is what they were, prophets. The scene before us today may seem cozy and domestic, and perhaps it was, but it was not tame. The Holy Spirit has filled Elizabeth, inspiring her to prophesy, to speak words from God. The Holy Spirit has just recently overshadowed Mary, turning her very body into a vessel of God. And so we would do well, I think, to imagine more frenzy and less decorum. These are not normal women, at least not normal anymore. Elizabeth's greeting to Mary echoes the words used for a very different set of foremothers. Blessed are you among women, cries Elizabeth, under the power of the Holy Spirit. Mary is not the only woman so proclaimed in our scriptures. There are two others. Deborah, one of Israel's judges from before the time of Kings, called Yael, the woman who slew an invading general with a tent peg through the head, saving Israel from defeat. Yael was called most blessed among women. And Judith, who beheaded yet another invading general and prevented Israel from surrendering to slavery and idolatry, is similarly named, blessed by the Most High God above all other women. Yael and Judith are rather different sisters for Mary, from Sarah and Hannah, but sisters they are. Mary is not only a mother, not only Jesus' first disciple, she is a warrior, a savior of Israel. Like Yael and Judith, Mary was called to step beyond the bounds of acceptable behavior. Like Yael and Judith, Mary risked death in following God's outrageous call. Social death at best, shunned by her community due to her pregnancy. Literal death at worst, whether at the hands of an outraged community or in the remarkably dangerous act of giving birth. And like Yael and Judith, Mary understood herself to be playing a political role in the working out of God's salvation of Israel. Her response to Elizabeth's recognition is a song of radical, this-worldly transformation. God has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel. Mary is a prophet and a revolutionary and the mother of our Lord. Blessed is she among women, because God didn't do it without her. And Mary knew her role. Elizabeth's greeting ends with another benediction. Blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of that what was spoken to her by the Lord. To which Mary responds, not with humble thanks or demure reassurance, but with the remarkably bold opening line of her famous song, "My soul magnifies the Lord." The phrase just slips off the tongue for many of us. One of the many occasions, perhaps, when over-familiarity is not helpful, because it can help keep us from recognizing the actual power behind those words. My soul magnifies the Lord. God is the direct object here, and Mary the subject. Her soul magnifies God. God is magnified, made greater by Mary's soul. But what can that possibly mean? How can anyone make God greater than God simply is? Well, the correct answer, of course, the proper and safe answer, is that they can't. But perhaps they can reveal God's greatness to others in such a way as to have a similar effect. To put it another way, maybe a slightly less safe way, perhaps God's greatness needs to be revealed in order to matter to us. And Mary is certainly active in the revealing of God. She is literally magnifying God as she speaks, cell by cell, blood of her blood, flesh of her flesh. Her soul has been given over to the work of gestating, raising and releasing this child, the Son of the Most High and the salvation of his people Israel. Like Yael and Judith, Mary is setting God's people free. Unlike her warrior sisters, however, Mary will not shed anyone's blood but her own son's. It is not only her death that she risks in following God's call. Mary's revolution does not require murdering generals. It does not require calling plagues down upon Egypt like her brother prophet Moses did. Mary's revolution begins with a child, as really they all do. But this child is different. This child offers a different kind of freedom. Mary's soul magnifies the Lord because Mary is revealing God in a way that God has never been revealed before. Mary's song is not meek or mild. It is also not a song primarily of hope only for the future. It is a song of power and a song of victory. Mary belongs to Advent not simply because she awaits the birth of Jesus, but because she reveals the final triumph of God's reign of righteousness and peace over this world of injustice and sin now. She awaits, as we do, the full expression of God's transformative power. And as she waits, she gives it form in her womb and with her voice. Her soul magnifies the Lord. Blessed is she among women.